here's a story from The World.
This week, an environmental activist in the UK traveled to the European headquarters of Procter & Gamble, one of the biggest manufacturers of menstrual products in the world. The activist was holding a 6-foot-tall plastic tampon. Her message? Get plastics out of period products. The World's Anna Kusmer has a story.
Activist Ella Daish put out a call this summer asking people to mail her used plastic tampon applicators they found on beaches. And that call was answered.
I was overwhelmed with boxes and boxes of them. Over 2,000 arrived in the end.
Almost all the applicators came from one company.
Over 87% of the 2,000 that arrived to me were Tampax applicators.
Made by U.S.-based multinational Procter & Gamble. Daisha's goal is to end single-use plastics in menstrual products. She used the plastic applicator she received to create a piece of art, a striped blue and green tampon that towers over her. And this week,
I've come all the way across Europe with my giant tampon applicator to doorstep Procter & Gamble at their European headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland.
Daish says she wanted to give back to the company the plastic applicators they'd been selling and demand the company phase out plastics. Daish has met with other manufacturers and supermarkets and says they have been open to increasing non-plastic options, like cardboard tampon applicators, reusable menstrual cups, and period pants. But Procter & Gamble has been the least responsive.
3.5 years since I started this campaign now, and they've not made any changes, whereas the others that I've met have. And it says a lot about who they are.
When asked about this, a Procter & Gamble representative said the company is raising awareness about the correct way to dispose of period products to keep them contained and out of nature. But once single-use plastics are made, containing them is really hard, says Danielle Green, an environmental researcher at Anglia Ruskin University in the UK.
You do get a lot of storms, so you do have more situations where these sort of items end up escaping from the system. Also, just when they're disposed of in litter, you know, bins can overflow as well.
Data shows the average menstruating person in North America and Europe will use thousands of pads and tampons in their lifetime, which means a lot of plastic ends up in ecosystems.
They're made to last. Plastic doesn't break down quickly. So you use a pad or a tampon for a day, and then it's going to persist for quite a long time.
Hundreds of years, possibly. And the plastic can break up into tiny pieces and get eaten by wildlife. Green says awareness about this issue is limited.
We surveyed people, and overall we found that a lot of people weren't aware that period products were actually made of plastic. That a lot of people didn't know that it wasn't okay to flush things like tampons.
That ignorance is common around the world, says Preeti Mahesh, who works with Toxics Link, an environmental organization in India.
It is important for women to have access to menstrual products, but I think it's equally important that women have the knowledge.
Knowledge about alternative products with less plastic. Mahesh says there's been a big push from NGOs to get more women access to menstrual products in India.
We do want menstrual hygiene. So how do we kind of push for the right kind of products, or at least give a range of products?
Mahesh says cultural taboos about menstruation make it hard to even talk about this stuff. Chris Bobel agrees. She's a professor of gender and sexuality studies at University of Massachusetts, Boston.
The orientation of most menstruators is one of an urgent need to hide the fact of their menstruation. Give me what's most efficient. Give me what I can carry around easily in my bag. So that, you know, all adds up to often high plastic content, materials that we can dispose of discreetly.
Confronting companies like Procter & Gamble is important, she says. But people won't reach for new sustainable products unless they feel comfortable with themselves.
Menstrual stigma is ingenious at suppressing inquiry.
Ella Daish got a lot of curious looks as she walked around Geneva with her giant tampon. And that was the point.
Approaching activism with a bit of humor is a really great way to go. When you create something like this, people just get it straight away.
She hopes once people get it, they'll want more sustainable options too. For The World, I'm Anna Kusmer.